Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Sis Chat. Today we'll be talking about people we personally admire. You may know some of them and you may not, but these people are definitely worth looking at. I'm Naricia.
And I'm Vanessa.
Yeah, and Vanessa, as you know, we just got off Women History Month like 2-3 days ago, depending on when you're listening to this. And in that time, people celebrate women and the many accomplishments of women. And, you know, we still live in a day and age where women are still doing the first. Most recently, we just have our first amazing VP in the United States. So it's really, I think this was a good year to just sort of realize, like, celebrate women's History Month, because I don't know about you, but I never really paid attention to this stuff before.
Yeah, no, I can definitely agree with that. I did not always take note of March being Women History Month. I did not also take note specifically about International Women's Day. I think for me, this year is the first time I even celebrated or acknowledged International Women's Day. And I want to go back a little bit in terms of the history of Women's History Month. I know, Narissa, you touched on, you know, why we celebrate basically women's contributions to history, culture, society, you know. It's a big deal. I mean, we women have done a lot. But yes. In the United States, you know, this has been a Women's History Month has been a thing since 1987. Women's History, you know, it takes place from basically March 1st to March 31st. And in terms of International Women's Day, again, which was such a big deal this year, I think it was mainly because of social media, because I've never really seen a big push for the day. But International Women's Day is a celebration of the economic, political, and social achievements of women. And it took place for the first time in March 8, 1911. Generally, most countries around the world celebrate this day. And the holiday just demonstrates the educational initiatives and customs, such as presenting women with gifts. Which, by the way, wouldn't it be really cool if we got gifts on that day as well? I'm just saying, I like them.
Yeah, any occasion to get gifts is a good occasion. So, yes, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and also, you know, there's always a theme for Women's History Month and also for International Women's Day. The theme for 2021 is the theme that was continued from 2020. It actually states Valiant Women of the Vote Refusing to be Silent. And that was very, very important because I know you had previously kind of related this to Stacey Abrams.
Oh, yeah. I know very little about the politics of Georgia or whatever goes on down there, but I know she was very instrumental in turning that state blue for this past election that just happened. So, yeah, she did a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
All right, well, Stacey Abrams, and we're going to talk about some of the women that we personally admire. So my people, women that I personally admire, and this is not in any order whatsoever. It's not like the first one is the first and the last one is the last. It's just how the list happened to be. But my first person is Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely, does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, it does, actually. I know you've taken a master class from her, and she also sounds familiar because of Spangs.
Yeah. So Sarah Blakely is not the founder, let's get it clear. She's the inventor of Spangs and the founder of the company. But I think it gets lost a little bit that she's also an inventor, because before Spangs, that concept really didn't exist in the way that we know it. And my second person that I'm going to talk about or share a little bit about with you and our audience is Melody Hobson. I don't expect a lot of people to know her, but by the end of this, I'm sure that you'll be glad you have the name Melody Hobson in the back of your mind. And the third person that I'm going to talk about, she's a little bit different on this list because she's dead. She's been dead for a while. Her name is Ayn Rand, and she's a philosopher and a writer. So what about you? Who are your people?
Yeah, and before I go into my people, I just want to make clear that we are talking about public figures that inspire us. Because, of course, we have people in our personal lives, you know, family members and things like that, that do inspire us that are women. So for me, the people, the public figures that I am inspired by on a daily are Rihanna, Kerry Washington, and Gabrielle Union. And I think most people should know who those people are. I follow them on social media, love seeing their, you know, whatever it is they want to post and stuff like that. They're just pretty dope people to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so I'm gonna do Sarah Blakely and talk about her a little bit. So like I said before, Sarah Blakely is the inventor of Spanx and the founder of the company Spanx. And let me just say, she is the real definition of real G moving silence, because she spent 2 years working on Spanx before she told anybody about it. And her reasoning behind it was that when you tell people their idea, they're either going to give you positive or negative feedback. And while it's great to have the positive feedback, one negative feedback can also just kill everything. And she's someone who believes that everyone has a $1 million idea, which I can get behind. You know, I have my little business and I want it to be a $1 million idea. So someone like her telling me that, you know, everyone has a $1 million idea, I'm just like, you know what? I can get behind that. But so she spent 2 years working on Spanx, and then her first prototype, which is actually pretty cool, is that she cut the foot of pantyhose, and she was just like, this is Spanx. This is what I want. This is what I want women to wear. And the reason she created Spanx was because the story is that she wanted to wear white pants to a party, but she couldn't find anything that could, like any underwear that she could wear the white pants with, and it looked flattering on her. So she was very frustrated, and she was just like, why is no one making this thing that I could wear white pants with? And she did a lot of, she went to several manufacturers, and she just found out that the people making women's underwear, most of them were men, and they had no idea like what women underwear, like what women feel like when they put on their underwear, and that was what she was trying to fill in. And I said she did a pretty spectacular job, because after she started her business, a year later, I think she had like $4 million in sales.
Nice. That's
pretty cool. Yeah. So she's, definitely check her out. She's an amazing, she has an amazing story to tell. And one thing I like about her is that she started her business with her savings account of $5,000. And before anyone out there in the universe decides to say, oh, well, at least she had $5,000, I would remind you, I think you said this too, where it's just like, yeah, some people have $5,000 and some people have $10,000, and most people don't do anything like what she did with her $5,000.
Yeah, and it's worth noting, you know, most of the time some people say that, oh, but she had this and he had that. The reality is that, you know, everybody that has that does not always do something successful with that, or build a business or scale a business. So it's worth acknowledging when somebody has actually put in the work, regardless of how much money. Of course, it depends on the situation. But yeah, for the most part, with someone like her who started with $5,000, nah, bro, you gotta acknowledge that and give her her props.
Yes, she started at $5,000 at the age of 27. By the age of 30, she was a millionaire, and right now she's a billionaire. So just tell goes to show you, anything is possible. One of the main reasons that I am attracted to her, though, is that as a business person, her whole mindset is about listening to the universe and trusting your gut. But the most important part is that she has a plan. Because one thing I hear a lot when people say they're listening to the universe or trusting their gut, it usually means they're trying to take the easiest way out of the situation. Like, I can't tell you how many people I know personally, and also on just peers from social media, who say trust the universe and then do nothing. So she trusts the universe, and then she has a concrete plan. And she's not a very aggressive person, because one of the stories that she tells in her masterclass is that, you know, when she would walk into a room full of business people, they were usually all businessmen, and they would just be like, well, you know, Sarah, this is a very competitive industry. You have to be aggressive. you have to be willing to do whatever. And she's just like, well, I really don't want to be an aggressive person. And that has worked for her. Not being aggressive has worked for her. And that's one of the things that I truly admire about Sarah Blakely.
Yeah, and talking about continuing on the people that we admire, I want to talk about Rihanna. I
Yeah.
mean, who does not love Rihanna? Rihanna, she is amazing. I also want to say that she was born in February 20th. That makes her a Pisces baby. I remember when I learned about this, I was just like, yes, girl, more reason to love you. But yeah, she's amazing. She's won 9 Grammys so far. We know Rihanna mainly because of her music.
Yes.
She and now because of makeup, fashion, and all those things, she was the first woman to launch a fashion line for LVMH. She also won the 2017 Harvard Humanitarian Award for her work and charitable services over the years. I mean, the woman does it all. She has really just honed in the skill of just doing whatever it is she wants and being successful at it. That again, this is an example of somebody who has done that and scaled the businesses. And people do that and they're not always successful. So I just want to point that out, which is why I want to acknowledge her, give her props, give her flowers. She also founded the Clara and Lonel. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I'll say that again. She founded the Clara and Lonel Foundation, which, amongst many things, helps students from Caribbean countries to attend colleges in the US most part, and it generally just helps students from countries like that. The foundation supports and funds education initiatives and emergency response to natural disasters. They also focus on the effects of climate change on the most marginalized through preparedness and climate resilient projects across the Caribbean. They also advocate for policy and system change to improve the quality of life of communities across the globe. I don't know what else. I mean, she's pretty dope, from music to the fashion line to the makeup to the humanitarian and the philanthropy work that she's been doing. I mean, she's just doing it all again, and I have to give her props. She's also recognized for her support for the Global Partnership for Education, an initiative that focuses on creating equitable access to education for children in developing countries. One thing most people know about Rihanna as well is that she loves her country, Barbados, absolutely. So it's not too far-fetched that she fund the creation of an oncology and nuclear medicine center in Barbados to help diagnose and treat breast cancer. Also, she received the President's Award for the 51st National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which in short is the NAACP. She received this award in 2020. And I think she's also the richest female musician in the world, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, she's doing it all. One thing I also really love about her is just how personable she is. The girl knows how to have fun. I personally aspire to continue to grow older and do whatever it is I want, but also not get lost in my career that I don't know how to have fun. Rihanna knows how to have fun. Rihanna knows how to make things so like easy, playful. Like she's still herself. And one thing I really admire about her, especially now that she's older, is that she's embraced who she is and nobody can tell her otherwise. And she does not necessarily cower when it comes to society's pressures. So she still keeps doing whatever it is she wants to do. So, and she hasn't allowed what people have to say about her stop her from achieving all the things that she wants to. I mean, we can see that, she is a public figure and we can see she definitely gets her share of hate and critics. But again, despite all of that, she's still doing what she wants to do, being successful and, still encouraging young girls and women and finding ways for women to strive and, supporting the women in that and just being a great role model, in my opinion, in my specific opinion. Okay, let nobody sit there and tell us, oh, but she's not a great, oh, no, I'm talking about me. She's someone I admire. So those are all the wonderful things I admire about her.
Wow, that's amazing. Honestly, I did not know half of the stuff that you just mentioned that she did, because whenever Rihanna pops up is in reference to like something that she wore.
I was gonna say, I also know, when coronavirus started, her foundation helped, in donating money to help with that. That's something that most people on social media found out when it happened. So she is very much about helping communities and the marginalized communities and things like that. She's very much about that. She also, I know with her Fenty Beauty, her fashion line, her makeup line, she's been very inclusive of all people. She's been very inclusive of all body types, all skin types and things like that. She's just very, very intentional about what it is she wants to do specifically when it comes to women and how she wants to support them. And that is clear from her fashion line. It's clear from her makeup, skincare, all of those things. It's very, very clear who she's working for, and it's for the people that don't always have the voice and the people who are just trying to be heard. And, you know, I see that. I appreciate it about her. A lot of people appreciate it about her. So, yeah, giving her her props.
Awesome. That is really awesome. Just like Rihanna is, her name is Rihanna, right?
It's yes, it's Rihanna. I feel bad if I'm saying it wrong. I know she has, you know, corrected a lot of people multiple times. It's Rihanna. Like Rihannuh. That's how you should say it. I don't know if I'm saying it that way, but I do want to note that there's a correct way to say it. And she can say it better than I can.
Okay. Well, something that she shares with the next person on my list is that they're both about helping minorities, especially people who don't have maybe the same leg up as other people in society. And that brings up to Melody Hobson, which I hope that everyone who listens Googles her. So Melody Hobson is currently the co-CEO of this company called Ariel Investment, which Ariel Investment is one of the largest minority-owned investment firm in the United States. When it was first opened in 1983, it was the first African-American investing firm in the United States, and now it's grown to be one of the largest, managing something like $13 billion a year. That's billion with a B, not million with an M. They manage $13 billion. And yeah. What's fascinating about Melody Hobson is her career. So she started as an intern in 1989. This is after being the first person to graduate college in her family. So she graduated from Princeton University in 1989. She also, when she graduated, she got her internship at that company, Ariel Investment, as an intern. And then in 2000, 11 years later, she became the president of the company. And in 2019, she became the co-CEO of the company, which I actually looked it up. So there is a difference. I didn't know that. President of the company is someone who manages like day-to-day outlook, like maybe look at employees, what's going on. And the CEO of the company sort of looks at the future of the company. So looks at everything in the grand scheme of the company, including the future of the company. So currently she's the co-CEO of the company, of one of the largest owned minority investment firm in the United States. And that's not even all that she's done. That's just the tip of the iceberg. She was a chairwoman at DreamWorks Animation. She was a chairwoman for Estee Lauder, which is like a makeup company. Since she does a lot of investment and finances, she used to contribute to the financial segment of Good Money in America. And I don't know if I said this, but she used to sit on the board of JP Morgan Chase. JP Morgan Chase is a bank and investment company. I'm pretty sure you've seen like Chase all over.
Yes.
JP Morgan Chase owns that.
Yes.
And I think starting in 2019 or 2020, she is also on the board of Starbucks. And just think about that. She's on the board of Starbucks, and she's the co-CEO of Ariel Investment. Mm-hmm. And this is mixed up in everything else that this woman is doing. Vanessa, let me ask you a question. When you get back from work and you're tired and you have your weekends, What are you doing your weekends?
First and foremost, I want to say I do not compare in the slightest, tiniest 1% bit to Melody at all. I give the lady her props. She is amazing in her field. Definitely. I mean, duh. I mean, she's doing amazing. She's doing more than most people do, men and women in general. So nothing compared to her. But, you know, I try to chill. I don't have that many things going on for me like she does. But yeah, her achievements are definitely, you know, amazing, recommendable, and just great. Like, I don't even know what else to say. Like, if you're talking about role model, please look to her as well, especially when it comes to career.
Exactly. Her career is just astounding. And one of the reasons I look up to her is because when I was doing my research, when I first found out who she is and I was doing my research about her, one of the things that keep popping up is that, which I think is actually one of the sweetest things you can say about anybody, is that people kept saying that Melody Hobson is the kind of person that you want to see her succeed. And I'm just like, oh, that is just about the sweetest thing that you can say about anybody. Like, they just want to see her succeed. And one thing about her that I hope to embody, that I am working on as if there is no tomorrow, is that she is determined. She is disciplined, which I have to work on my discipline, which is why I'm trying to wake up just a little bit earlier than I usually do, just to get that discipline down pat. But she's determined, she's disciplined, and she's curious, which, if you remember from our habits episode, curiosity is one of the key traits of successful people. And you can obviously see that she's curious because she has been a part of so many industries, which is one of the reasons why I also truly, this is one of the reasons why I absolutely just love everything about her, is that as a finance person, a person in finance, she has able to intersect like so many different industry without having to sacrifice anything about who she is. And I know that you know this about me, is that I have like a shit ton of interest that I don't just want to be in one field for the rest of my life. I want to be able to do this and that, and not pull myself apart. And she seems to have able to accomplish that, which is why I absolutely just, I love her. Like, everything about her work ethic, I love, and I just want to emulate. That's Melody Hobson. Google her, you can find her on the internet. She's there. She's also on social media. She's very active in giving financial advice to minorities, to Black and Brown families, and just people who are maybe not, they don't have handle on their finances, because she understands the importance of being financially literate. And one of the cool things about her is that as of 2021, she is going to be the first woman to go to college in Princeton named after her.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And, you know, again, I know we're doing this mainly because most of the time it is nice as women, specifically as Black women as well, to see mm-hmm. people that look like us doing amazing things. And that just allows us to know, like, girl, you can do that too. You can be that person. You know, they say the sky is the limit. And sometimes it really is. It really is. And these women are showing us that by continuing to do the things that they want to do, pursue the passions that they want to, take charge in the industries that they're in, and successfully do it too. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty wonderful. And again, for her to be one of the first women, you said, to mm-hmm. have a college named after her in Princeton, that's pretty dope.
It is. Yep. All right, so who else are we going to talk about that you admire?
Yeah, and before I go to that, I definitely say thank you for, you know, telling us about Melody. I'm definitely going to check her out on Instagram. Definitely going to follow her, maybe on LinkedIn too. Who knows? I'm just going to, I'm definitely going to look into her more, you know, and just maybe watch some of her TED Talks or things that she's done, and just try to see what I can learn from her. Definitely. Oh, yeah. So thank you for telling us about her. My next person, this is the thing with the people that I love, okay? All the people that I admire, rather, they are excelling in their industries, amazing, successful women, and they also care about people and different things going on. So my next person, and they're also fun. Okay, my next person is Kerry Washington.
Kerry.
I was actually introduced to her through Scandal. I do not really know who she was before Scandal, but most people do know her from Scandal. She's also acted in Django Unchained, Little Fires Everywhere, to name a few. She's done a lot. You know, she's well known in the entertainment industry. She's an actress. Pretty amazing one at that. She's also won multiple awards. Actually, I think about 20 awards. In 2020, she was the winner for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Variety Specials. She was also nominated for 2 Golden Globes, which is a big deal. Now, when it comes down to political things, she's very active in many social and political causes. Again, one of the reasons I love her. You see, this is a theme for the most of the women that I admire. They just, again, like I said, not only excel in their industries, but also, you know, are humanitarians and, you know, activists and things like that, to a certain extent, because, you know, I know there's a debate on who's an activist and not, but again, these people show the care more than just tweeting about it or whatever. They actually do the work too. She is a member of the Creative Coalition and sits on the board of VDay, an organization that works to end violence against women. Now, these are things that I had to search to add to her and to, you know, explain a little bit of why she's amazing. However, I also want to quickly note that what I personally love about Kerry Washington is not necessarily all of these things. It's mainly what I see from her on social media. That's what inspires me. She constantly pushes and provides resources for different causes that are going on. Let's say whether it's COVID-19, whether it's, you know, shootings that unfortunately happen, whether it's, you know, the flood and weather issue that happened in Texas, which I know that sounds like I'm making it sound so small, but I know it's not. What is there an actual word for that? What happened in Texas?
The storm thing?
The storm. But of course, saying the storm does not necessarily, convey the magnitude of what happened.
It was a snowstorm in a city or in a place that isn't structurally ready to receive snowstorm, because that kind of weather never happens there.
Yes.
So it's not just a tiny bit of snow.
Yes.
Places like Texas literally do not have the infrastructure. They don't have salt to melt the ice. They have nothing. Their buildings are not built to withstand cold or snow.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Texas.
Yes, thank you so much. So Kerry Washington, you know, I follow her, and so I see this whenever something happens, she's talking about it. She's providing people with resources on what to do, you know, if they're not sure. And she's generally just a very lovely person. Another thing that I noticed about her that is gonna sound like, really, girl, is that what you noticed? I think it's amazing. Whenever it's another celebrity's birthday, she has, or just people in general, right, that she's close to, which I did not know she was close to that many. Like, how can you be? Anyways, she's in the industry, so I guess it's easy to be close to that many, actors and actresses and celebrities. Duh. But it's about the pictures to me. The pictures she takes with those people and the way she says happy birthday, all of that stuff. There is a genuineness and familiarity, and there's nothing weird or awkward about it. It's almost, to me, when I see that, what it conveys to me is that this woman could be friends and could, you know, create a genuine type of friendship with almost anyone. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is a wonderful skill to have. It's similar to when you said, you know, when Melody Hobson walks into a room, people say she's just an amazing person that people want to see her succeed.
Yeah.
People can't say that for everybody, but somebody like Kerry Washington, to have that kind of relationship with the people that she works with and other people that she meets, it's an amazing thing. You know, and when you find people like that, I cannot help but to admire them and just want to learn from them, because that is a skill, that is a gift, you know, to just have that kind of a heart where you can really genuinely, you know, be friends with people, get to know people, and things like that. So that's another thing I really appreciate about her. I know for a fact that there are so many things that Kerry Washington does that I do not know about. She, again, like I said, always providing people resources, having conversations with other people on how to better help in certain situations. And sometimes she posts those conversations on her social media, and sometimes she doesn't. I recall recently when her birthday came about and people were writing her birthday messages. One that I definitely saw, because it was from Gabrielle Union, who is my next person. Gabrielle Union posted, you know, a picture of them together, and she just basically thanked Carrie, wished her happy birthday, and thanked her for all the things she does that people know about and the things she does that people don't know about. I mean, when you talk about Real J move in silence, I believe Kerry Washington embodies that so well. There are so many things that she does that she, like, it's not just out there in your face. Nonetheless, the woman does what's important to her, and, you know, works within the co with the courses, and, you know, she finds a way to provide resources for the causes that are important to her, and you can see that through her social media. And all of that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can say about Carrie, besides the fact that she's just an amazing, amazing actor. And another thing that I'm also inspired by her is how she's very private, but like not about herself, but like about her family. And I'm very sure it's something that her and her family, you know, agreed upon and whatnot. But she's not like in your face, like, this is my family, this is my kids. It's not that. And there's nothing wrong with somebody who wants to do that, because, you know, people are proud of your family, they want to show their family and others. Nothing wrong with that. But for me, it's how she does it. It's not in the way that people find upsetting or offensive, because you know how sometimes there's celebrities where people are just like, ugh, you think you're all that white, like, we want to see your kid, want to celebrate with you, da da da. But it's like with Kerry Washington, it's not that. She's been able to like have her career and her social media and things curated in a way that people aren't annoyed or mad about certain things. You know, I hope it makes sense when I'm coming from that perspective.
That makes sense.
So like, she doesn't post her husband, she doesn't really post with her husband, she doesn't really post a lot with her kids and things like that. And nobody really questions, is what I'm trying to say. Nobody really questions that, because that's just how Kerry Washington is. And you learn to just be okay with that, because that's how she's been. And I'm sure there's interviews where she can give reasons as to why, but I don't really care for why. I'm just impressed, you know, by everything she's done so far and how she's basically curated her life in terms of social media, where it is how it is, and people respect that. And I don't really see her getting too much hate or backlash because of that. I think most recently some people just found out that she was married and has kids. I know I definitely did. But anyways, I just admire a lot about this woman. She really is one of those Reggies that moves in silence, doing whatever it is she wants to do, and supporting the people that she wants to support. Again, supporting the marginalized people, all the three people I listed that have this in common. And yes, I admire her for that and give her her roses. She's amazing.
She is. I don't think I know her from a lot of places or movies because I couldn't watch Scandal, but yeah, she is amazing from what I've seen. Even just her acting is phenomenal, and it's interesting to know that all these people that I know them for one thing, like Rihanna for her music and Kerry Washington for her acting, it's amazing that they have these little things that we, most of the public are not, we don't know because we don't care to find out. But I think it's very intriguing that they have all these other endeavors to help other people. So that's pretty cool. Alrighty. So the last person on my list comes with a little bit of controversy. Her name is, I always say her name wrong. Her name is Anne Rand. Ayn Rand. It always rolls up because I always miss up a letter or something. But she is Ayn Rand. And most people, if they know the name Ayn Rand, they're most likely going to link it to either conservatism and Republicans, or they're going to link it to Silicon Valley tech giants and money hungry individuals. And that's because one of her philosophy is very, she, not very, she is very pro-capitalism. So that if you know Ayn Rand, you're gonna know her from those, from most likely those two places. But she was a writer and philosopher born in Russia. And before I talk about why I like her, I would say if you do know Ayn Rand and you know her from the places that I've mentioned, it would be nice if you go listen to her specifically talk about her philosophy and her life story, because she's a very interesting woman who's, in my opinion, her philosophy gets it's not that it gets twisted, because I personally don't think you can twist philosophy. I think philosophy is one of those things that it's personal to the individual, so they can do whatever the fuck they want to do with it. But my problem with her philosophy is that it is often judged through how, like, through another person's interpretation of it. So most people I've seen in public, even some very famous people, when they judge her philosophy, they're usually judging it in response to how a Republican senator is using it, or like fucking Trump is using it. And I'm just like, that's cool and all, but also don't take away for the fact from the idea that she actually has her philosophy and you can listen to her explain it, which I'm gonna do in the broadest of terms, and I'm going to explain why I personally like her philosophy. So her philosophy is called objectivism, and there are basically four pillars of it. If you in the easiest of way, there are just four pillars of it, which is that reality is reality. There's objective reality. There's no fantasy. If you want something, you can't wish it into reality, because that's not how reality works. And she's also a big she's all about reason. Do not act upon faith or like emotions or whimsical. You have to be very like reasonable about your decisions. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone is that she was an atheist. And the last two that I truly care about the most is that she's all about self-interest, which some people can say is being selfish. But the third pillar of objectivism is that you should be interested in purely improving yourself to the highest of your capacity, or to the highest of what you want to achieve. That should be your only goal in life. That should be your happiness, which I personally agree with. And then the fourth pillar of objectivism is capitalism. She says that any true society, the right society, is capitalism. Now, I'm not going to debate about what's the right or wrong society. I'm not about to like start stirring that pot. But personally, I can fuck with capitalism, because I'm able to have my business in a capitalist society. Whereas compared to where we're from, which I don't know what kind of system Cameroon has, but I know it's not capitalism. So.
Yeah, I think it's more complex, and I don't really know the exact word for it. Because at the end of the day, we also say we're a democracy, and as people that live there, I know that's not the case. So I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, but compared to where we're from, I know capitalism is a step up for me personally. And I even think like our mom, she owns a house where she can rent out. That's capitalism. I know a lot of people don't like to think about it in their day-to-day life, but capitalism isn't just the big corporation that's taking your money. It's also small business people in your community making things happen. So I fuck with that. So that's one of the reasons I do like objectivism. And one of the reasons why you will find that Ayn Rand is very controversial is that she, I swear we can do like a whole podcast on this woman. She's fascinating. But she's very controversial because she says that altruism is the death of a society. Altruism is the death of capitalism. And she points that America, because she did live most of her life and die in America, she points out that America is suffering because of American altruistic tendency. And altruism is basically the act of giving and caring for other people who aren't yourself. So that's what it means to be altruistic, is where you give give to other people, help other people and stuff like that. But that's one of the reasons I found that she gets a lot of controversy, because she's not very altruistic in her philosophy. But if you look at how she grew up, you start to understand why she is the way she is, and you understand how she defines altruism. Because what I just said, which is basically that altruism is giving and taking and, you know, giving to the less fortunate. But what I just define as altruism, that's not what she defines as altruism. So in her words, which is why I say go listen to her words and don't just let someone tell you that Ayn Rand was anti-giving to people. What she defined as altruism is when the state take things for the good of the people. When she says altruism, she's talking about when the state treats humans as if humans can be sacrificed for the good of the people. So things like war, she's anti. She's not for, because it's more like the state is using these people to win war for the good of the people. And the reason she thinks that way is because she grew up during the Russian Revolution, and the state took everything from her family. They took their house, they took everything that they owned, and they just left them with this tiny thing, which is why I believe, if I'm not mistaken, which is why they came to the United States. But when she was growing up in Russia, the state took everything from her and her family when she was a young girl, and they justified it as, we're doing this for the good of the people, to be fair to the people. That's how they justified it. So for her, when she says, don't, you know, altruistic is the death of a system, she's coming from it at a point of view where it's like, okay, well, you're going to take everything I own to give to someone else. Like, why the fuck would you do that, you know? So that's just one of the things about the controversy that I think should be cleared up a little bit. And also, I know this one can be a little bit touchy, because people are just like, oh, but you want to help other people, when we're talking about the whole self-interest part and the whole your happiness being the things that you should strive for. Which isn't actually a far-fetched concept, because I know a lot of people, including yourself, believe that you're responsible for your own happiness.
Agreed.
Yeah, so that is a pillar of her philosophy, is that what your happiness should be achieved just by you getting to your highest self. That's all that should matter. And I personally agree with that, because I believe that when you are at your best, everyone around you benefit, not just you. When you are doing something, even if it's for a selfish reason, and then you better yourself, automatically the people in your circle, and even, like, I don't want to sound kumbaya-ish, but the world could benefit from that. Because one thing that I like to think about is, like, when I'm driving on the road, I'm not a distracted driver, because I don't want to get in a car crash. And the reason I don't want to get in a car crash is not because I'm thinking about who I might kill. The main reason I don't want to get in a car crash is because I don't want to die. And also, if I kill someone, I do not want to go to prison and ruin my life. Those are inherently, like, selfish reasons, but everyone on the roads benefit from that, because I'm pretty sure that's why all the other drivers are driving safe. They don't want to die, and they don't want to kill someone, and they do not want to ruin their lives. And everyone on the road benefits because of that. So I do like that part about improving yourself the best way you can, be in your focus, because I believe that everyone around you automatically benefits from that. But Ayn Rand, just go on YouTube. She has, this is pretty remarkable, because she actually has, like, you could hear her voice talking, which is very rare for me, because when I think about philosophers, it's always some dead guy who's been dead for like 1,000 years or something. And it's all about people just interpreting his work. But you can actually hear her talking, which is why I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, this is pretty cool. So you can check her out for yourself.
Yeah. All right, cool. Sounds good. That's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. I can go into my person. Miss Gabrielle Union. Gabrielle Union. Man, why am I? She's a pretty amazing person. I admire her for more things, but most people know Gabrielle Union as an actress. She's an actress, she's an activist, and an author. Again, when it comes to activists, I know people have different, you know, definitions of what that is.
Yeah.
So I will say that lightly. I, as a person, as an individual, I do not know everything that Gabby does. But like I said, you know, when you check in all that stuff, you know, the words attached to their names, she's an activist. So take that how you will. Because I know there's a recent debate about who's an activist and who's, so I'm just trying not to have that with anybody. Okay. Oh, all right. Cool.
That's interesting. I didn't know there was a debate about that.
There is. We can talk about it offline. Anyway, so to, yes. So Gabrielle Union, amazing actress. You know, she's also an author, like I said. She's known on Bring It On, multiple movies, shows, and being Mary Jane. I love her and on both. She's won about 8 awards because, you know, apparently awards and all that stuff is important to people. She also has a clothing line for New York and Company, and she also has a hair care line, Flawless. Now, when I've got that money, though, when I really feel like spending that money, I'm going to check out her clothing line because there are some things that are so amazing on that. Every time I pass by New York and Company, I'm just like, oh, I want it. And she, again, the Flawless, I haven't tried her Flawless line yet, but one day I will, definitely. She, her book is called We're Gonna Need More Wine, which by, you know, check it out, you know, get it, read it. It's all about her life. She talks in depth about, you know, her life and everything. So that's definitely amazing. I need to actually get that book. I have not read it yet. She made the list for Times 100 most influential people of 2020. She, like most of the women I also talked about, are known for their dedication to inclusivity.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the activists, she's known as an activist for women's health and violence against women. Now, in terms of what I'm about to say next, I don't know if she's still part of this organization or she used to, but she used to be part of the ambassador. She used to be an ambassador in the Susan G. Komen Circle of Promises. This is an organization which initiative is to address the breast healthcare disparities amongst African-American women. I don't know if she's still part of it, but again, yeah. It's something that she did. One thing I admire about Gabrielle Union, and I know a lot of people do too, is how transparent she is.
Yeah.
She goes out of her way to celebrate the most marginalized amongst us, including Black women, girls, queers, and trans folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's spelled F-O-L-K-S, trans folks. So she's known for all of those things, and I, you know, like I said, for the most part, I searched up to see what the internet, you know, brought up about this woman. This is what they brought up. But the internet doesn't even have to tell me these things about most of them, including Gabrielle Union, because you can see that I follow her on social media. You can see that on her social media and how she interacts with people. You can tell how much she cares about the marginalized. I know there was a situation that was a big thing when she got fired from American Got Talent with, you know, Simon Cowell. I believe that's the show. And yeah. Her speaking out about that, that's not something a lot of people would do in her position because they'd be scared that they're going to be blackballed in the industry. And yeah, that was a concern of her, but it was more important that she talk about her experience, because the truth is there are a lot of people that go through similar situations like she has. And so giving the voice to the people that are voiceless or don't have the courage or even the position to talk about these things is very, very important. And she does that all the time. You know, one thing I also really admire about her more than anything is how she, on Wednesday, she does this Woman Crush Wednesday thing. I don't know if she does it every Wednesday, but I've seen it multiple times where she just highlights an amazing woman out there who's doing something amazing in the community. And that way I get to see some of the women that I didn't even know, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, let me find out more about her. But to me, for her to take the time out of her day or to even think that, right, because somebody can easily say, oh, maybe her assistant does it, that's not a point, people. That's not a point. The point is that it is done. It is something that is done. It's not something everybody does. It's something that somebody who is very intentional about uplifting women and supporting women does. And that's where I'm trying to get to, the character, the intention behind it. Just supporting women, seeing another woman like herself who has excelled in her field aunt is reaching down a hand and saying, hey, there's me and there's somebody else who's doing this, and this is another woman that's doing this, and this is another woman that's doing this, this is a fantastic lady that's doing, those things are very, very important, and I appreciate her for that. And like I said, she cares about the marginalized amongst us, always trying to find ways to help and trying to share resources wherever she can. And one thing I love about her, and like I said about all these women, is just how they know how to have fun.
Yeah.
I will quickly note, none of these women had easy, quote unquote, easy life. Everybody has had their challenges. Everybody has their insecurities. We're all humans. We all go through that. To me, it's how they've done it so far and how they're in a place where they're just so confident with themselves. When I watch, I love listening to Gabrielle Union speak about her life and things in general. I love mm-hmm. listening to interviews about her. I learn a lot from them. But also the confidence that you see her in, the way she speaks, the way she talks about things, there is a knowledge and confidence and grace that comes with that that I admire. And I'm just like, yes, Gabrielle Union, I promise you, if you follow me on Snapchat, whenever I'm watching something with Gabby, I'm like, yes, Gabby, because I really, really am inspired by that.
Yeah.
And the woman knows how to have fun. Like I said, again, she knows how to have fun. She's very playful. She's not always super serious. She's just chill. She's a chill person. So yes, that's why I admire Gabrielle Union and am inspired by her.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's amazing. I do know her a lot from acting. And while I'm not obviously such a big fan of hers as you are, I will say that one thing that happened recently is that her daughter came out as trans. And I was pretty impressed about how supportive she and her husband were being. Because I know trans folk have it bad almost everywhere. But in the Black community, it is it's worse. And I just like how supportive they were being. And because the reality of it is that most transgender people, they do get rejected and they are in danger. And, you know, if you wanted to look into it, you can just go search the internet and you know what I'm talking about. But I was just amazed as to how supportive they were being. Of course, behind the scenes, I don't know how, if it took them any time to process it, but I do know it was pretty nice to see them come out and just support your daughter in the way that they did. So,
yeah, and you know, the beautiful thing about it is, I think that most people agree with you, including myself, it's, we, for kids, we want supportive parents. I think when they talked about it, her and Dwayne Wade, it was more of like, we're parents, we love our kid, we want what's yes. best for our kid, and that's it. Like, there is no complicated type ish with that. It's just, this is our kid, we're gonna support her the yes. best way that we can, and we hope we're doing this right, but we're here for her. And that's something every kid wants, whether you're straight, queer, you know, trans, any of that, you just want to have that support. And that's something that I admire about her too, how she's, you know, as a mother, and how loving and kind and caring, and very much like, you better not play with my child. Yeah. I love that about her, you know, and how she stands in what she believes in and has no issue with telling people, this is how I do it and this is why it's beneficial. Because it really is. And I remember most recently I saw an Instagram of her and her daughter, and she was doing her daughter's hair. Also, I still love her and her little baby girl, but her daughter, who is trans, and she was doing an interview with Michelle Obama, which, by the way, Michelle Obama is amazing. But yeah. Her daughter was doing an interview with Michelle Obama, and Gabrielle was just doing her hair, and it was the cutest thing ever. It's almost like, mama got you, you look beautiful. Like, I just, man, the woman, again, just positivity, she just, that's what she inspires me to continue to be, just positive and caring and loving and confident. And like I said, she's had her share of bad shit go on, you know, read her book, you'll find out more. And in the struggles, I mean, most recently with the American Got Talent thing, that was all over the news and the internet. Her, in terms of haters, in terms of struggles, in terms of awful things happening. No shortage of that when it comes to these women's lives. However, it's how they manage to still focus on what it is they're doing and be successful in what they're doing. I am so inspired by that.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, and to end the episode, right, I wanted to just share a few quotes and feel free to say what you wanted to say afterwards. But I have two quotes from Rihanna and one from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is a quote from Rihanna. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong, Rihanna. I love you, girl. It's, there's something so special about a woman who dominates in a man's world. It takes a certain grace, strength, intelligence, fearlessness, and the nerve to never take no for an answer. That's one thing she said. Another thing she said is, the minute you learn to love yourself, you won't be anyone else. And yes, to my ladies out there listening to this, men too, love yourself, people. Everybody love yourself and the world would be a better place. And you wouldn't want to be anyone else but yourself. Last quote is from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, my goodness, has this woman been historical in more ways than one. Mm-hmm. And is also responsible for some of the rights that us women have right now in the United States. So gotta give her props there too. She said, women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception. And I agree.
Yep, that is facts, straight up facts. So, yeah. Anyways, I wanna thank you for sharing your amazing women with me, and thank you for sharing it with our audience as well. And thank you guys for listening to a podcast where we talk about the people who admire the women who we admire.
Thank you guys so much for continuing to listen to us. We appreciate it. We hope you appreciate the content, you know, that we're providing. And feel free to let us know your thoughts on our podcast episodes. If you have any questions, if you have any topic suggestions, feel free to check us out on our social media platforms, Sis Chat everywhere, and let us know. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Let us know, you know, anything that you're thinking about. Please let us know. And again, thank you and continue to listen to us. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And if you research any of the people that we talked about and you found that amazing, please let us know as well.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, bye.
Thank you and stay amazing.